the season's really starting to come down to the point where teams are going to start vying for a playoff position.
No loss is good for you. You need to pick people who actually can play.
I'm taking Cleveland.
Yes, they got lucky. I mean, look at
you taking Cleveland.
I actually see Dallas taking the NFC East.
They're a sport. Yeah, they're terrible right now.
Every NFC East team looks good playing each other. But when they play other teams, they look terrible.
Redskins can win it, Cowboys can win it, Eagles can win it. They don't have a team, they have Calvin Johnson. And if you take Calvin,
your team that you're known for, Jets are just terrible.
We're both tied for the worst record in the NFL.
RG3 got lit up.
They're playing butterfly.
I have not given up on this team. Hello, everybody. You're listening to Sports Nest. I'm Chris.
I'm Ryan.
And the Super Bowl is getting closer and closer, ladies and gentlemen. We are now in the conference championship week. AFC and NFC conference championships. The AFC championship, you have Baltimore traveling to New England. And in the NFC, we have San Francisco traveling to Atlanta. We'll get to our predictions and insight on both of those games in just a bit. But we just want to mention that yesterday here at Oakcrest in our studios, we had a special guest. We had Penn State football head coach Bill O'Brien was actually here at Oakcrest High School yesterday. So it was a great thing to see him and pretty much see what he's going to do with that football program there at Penn State this year. But after this week, we will have the Pro Bowl, which will be right before the Super Bowl. So we will actually have a special short Pro Bowl podcast that will be coming up.
With like five people on it.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of special guests with us as we cover the Pro Bowl. Let's get to the conference championship predictions. And Ryan, what do you want to start off first, AFC or NFC?
NFC, because they're better.
All right, well then we'll start off the NFC championship game. We have San Francisco at Atlanta. Last week, Atlanta defeated Seattle in what was probably one of the greatest playoff games I've ever seen, personally. You have to be asking about Pete Carroll, and pretty much what was he asking himself after calling that timeout to try to ice Matt Bryan? He ended up missing the field goal.
That was stupid. He acted mad like, oh, I didn't want to call it.
Yeah.
They had footage of him saying, I want to call a field goal.
Well, did he say that, or did he say, I'm not going to take a timeout?
Well, why would they do it if he said he's not?
That was just what the commentators on Fox were speculating. But then you look at San Francisco's game against Green Bay last week, and, I mean, San Francisco is just a machine. An outright machine. Like you said, I mean, Colin Kaepernick played amazing that game. And you look at the last 6 minutes of that game where you had San Francisco leading 24-21, and then it ends up being 45-21. I believe, or was that the score?
I'm pretty sure that was the score. It was something ridiculous.
I mean,
like
San Francisco just pulled away at the end.
Like, I feel like it's not like a free game, but you're going to definitely have to take San Francisco. Because
when you see
the end of that Seahawks and Atlanta game last week, you definitely see the holes in the Atlanta defense when at the end of the game they had to kick a field goal to win it.
Yeah, and then you also have to look at the fact that the teams that Atlanta has played this year, and this has been the speculation with Atlanta all season, is that they've gotten a lot of their wins against below-average teams. And, I mean, they almost got taken out by Seattle, who was a Cinderella team coming into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you got to look at – I mean, San Francisco is a Super Bowl-caliber team this year.
Definitely. I think they'll take the Super Bowl.
Well, I guess I know who you're taking. If they were to win this week, I see you're taking the Super Bowl. But
yeah, just said that.
But – I mean, I just cannot get over how great San Francisco played last week, and I'm really excited to see what they do this week against Atlanta. And then you look at the AFC Championship game. New England beat Houston Sunday night, which I don't want to say it was a surprise, but it was kind of, for me, it was kind of disheartening because I really wanted to see Houston win.
I really don't want to see New England go back to the Super Bowl.
No one does. Unless you're a bandwagon New England fan.
Not even New England wants to see New England go back to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. And they'll be facing Baltimore. Ray Lewis still has, you know, at least one game left in him. Now you look, and then you take. This is a rematch of last year too.
If he has one game left in him, he's gonna need two.
I mean, this is a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game, and I think we all remember how that ended when Billy Cundiff missed that easy kick for Baltimore. Baltimore could have been in the Super Bowl last year, but then again, I really don't think they would have beaten the Giants. But then again, that's just my speculation and perspective. But looking at this game against New England, I mean, this is going to be a tough one because Baltimore's a good team. And they really dug it out against Denver last week in double overtime. So do you think they have the core ability to be a good New England team this week. Core ability.
What's that?
Do they have a strong ability to? Yeah. No, it's two different words: core and ability.
Core ability. You said them together, though.
No, core ability.
Core ability.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's not a word, I just made it up, and it sounds pretty good, right?
No. But Ravens can definitely pull it out. They'll just need to try.
I think it's all. I mean, this is my dream: is for Ray Lewis. Not too big of a fan of the guy, but I would like to see him get after Brady a lot. I would love to see him sack Brady a few times. I mean, that would.
I hate Brady.
I hate Brady too. We discussed this last week, but I would love to see Ray Lewis just pick Brady apart piece by piece.
Hashtag hate Brady.
Yeah. Start trending that on Twitter, please. I mean, look at this game. I want to take Baltimore. Just because I hate New England. I despise New England. I think.
I hate Brady. I don't despise the whole team.
I do. I despise Brady and if anyone in Boston were to hear this, I think Boston's going to want to raise hell against me.
Where's Weisbeck?
I hate the fan base.
Oh, where's Weisbeck?
If we find Weisbeck, I mean, I hate the fan base. I really do. I mean, unless you're from Foxborough, Massachusetts, or Boston. I really don't see how you could be a Patriots fan. There never used to be any Patriots fans. After they started that dynasty, next thing you know, everyone's a New England Patriots fan. I hate the fan base. Them and Dallas.
I say we put this podcast out unedited and see how they respond.
I'll say it right now. Hey, Boston, I hate you.
No, I mean...
I hate the Patriots. I hate the Celtics. The Red Sox.
I like the Celtics.
I hate the Celtics.
Why?
I'm a Sixers fan, man.
I know. So why do you hate the Celtics?
Because I'm a Sixers fan. We hate the Celtics.
So you hate every other team?
I hate the Celtics the most.
Why?
Because they're division rivals. And I hate the Bruins. But in this game, I want Baltimore to win. Like I said, despise New England. I want Baltimore to win. Ryan, who are the two teams you see going to the Super Bowl?
Baltimore and 49ers going to the Super Bowl.
That's what I would like. I would like a hardball Super Bowl. See the two brothers face off against each other. We're sorry that this is a very short podcast. We only
next
have two
week
games.
There'll be like five people on here and it'll be balling.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of special guests next week. We're gonna have Shane Bush, I believe, from a couple members of the Oakcrest Falcons football team. We're gonna have
Shane
Bush,
Shane and Brandon Show,
Brandon Bell, and Quashi Jetter will be alongside us.
I don't know about Quashi.
Quashi is our. Quashi's the other guy, but...
Quashi's our wild card.
Wild card. Next week, Pro Bowl podcast. Don't miss it. And in 2 weeks, Super Bowl. But next week for the... Or in 2 weeks for the Super Bowl, we will have a special we will have a TV show special for the Super Bowl for you guys with some interviews, too. So stay tuned for that. We want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.